The Lady Cats basketball team played the entire Edgewood tournament without leading scorer Desi DeBase this past weekend. The team won one and took two close losses. The Lady Cats are now 7-4. And I talked with Lady Cats basketball coach Jeff Chapman Monday morning.
The first game, who was that? That was Quinlan Ford. Yeah, that was a rough one. But we were in the game, and all the games in the tournament that we played, we're in. Even the game we lost to Marshall on Saturday, then we beat Paris on Friday. We were in the games. It's rough to say, you know, without Desi, but it's the reality that we had to play without her. But the girls that we got playing are capable, but they just don't know they're capable of doing it. And they're still, you know, trying to get, I guess, that nervousness out, that insecurity. But for the girls, like for the guards, like Deja, Tatiana suited up with us, Tatiana King, on Saturday. They were my point guards. Tori, Chrislyn, Kaylee, Casey, Destiny, Sharita, all those guys, Jay, those guys that we got with us, you know, they can play good enough, but they just, they're young, sophomores mostly, and one freshman. They think that because it's varsity level, that when they get older, they'll be better. But, you know, time is here now. I thought that we would be waiting one whole year before we got ready to be without Desi. But for that tournament and you know, I think it was, I forget who we played on Tuesday. No, Tuesday when she got hurt against John Tyler. Yeah, but, you know, as a coach, you say, well, okay, these guys, they get a year of being on the varsity, play a limited role, go in and do this and go in and do that, but you never know when you're going to be, you know, kind of upthrusted into that major role to be able to play. And some of these guys have been playing on traveling teams. Some of these guys play basketball all year long. But, you know, it's when you're called to duty, you call to duty. My first year as a head coach, I didn't know, you know, what I wanted to run, and I didn't establish the rules that I have now and what I believe in. But we got to decide what we believe in and what we're going to run and believe in ourselves. And if Desi is to come back, then, you know, we'll have her, and she'll take some pressure off a lot of the kids. And that's what it was. Desi just did so much that some of the kids didn't have to do anything. But, you know, and the whole time I'm sitting there saying, guys, we can't let Desi. I constantly said, you can't let Desi do everything. You got to help. She needs some help. Well, now they got to help themselves. And there's never any better help than helping yourself.
And ready or not, district play this week, Longview here, and mm-hmm. then a rematch with Marshall mm-hmm. there.
Yes, it is. I've seen Longview. I saw them over the Thanksgiving break at the Emory tournament. So I got a kind of general idea of what they do on defense. That concerns me. But, you know, we have an offense, so we'll be able to play whatever they, you know, throw up. But we just can't turn it over constantly. And that's what's hurting us right now, trying to find ourselves. And if we don't turn it over, we're in the game. And that's famous last words from a lot of coaches.
KSST Sports.